Welcome to episode number
6 now
of Coast Youth Radio. We have someone not from Newcastle
or the Central Coast,
but from
Maitland.
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 You can hear it in the way he says it.
Is everyone like good friends there? Like Maitland?
They're not good friends. It's meant to be called your family good friends.
It's good.
It goes over better overseas. You know, because mate is a very Aussie thing.
Yeah. So they go, oh,
you're from Maitland. Spelled differently.
It's like, it fits in so well with the stereotype.
Yeah.
So you're from Australia. Where are you from? Maitland. You know, like, there's a whole town devoted to being friends. Yeah, no, it's...
So you met overseas. Oh, what's your name? Sorry.
G'day, I'm Brad.
G'day, Brad. You just saying before you've been overseas. Where you been?
A little bit. I've spent a little bit of time.
You picked up chicks overseas, didn't you? Singular.
Yeah, let's just roll with one.
That's the way Brad does things.
I've spent a little bit of time in the US. I've spent a very small amount of time in the UK. I spent a month there, but I've spent quite a bit of time in the US. My wife is from the grand state of Ohio in the US.
Ohio?
Yep.
Isn't that in Japan? Ohio Gazimus or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Ohio.
So if ever you need, like, I don't know, Ohio, what can they get you? It's flat and there's heaps of corn.
Oh, that's awesome.
Corny. So, yeah, that's what's going down in Ohio.
Is that
one
about
people?
Nah.
We won't let him in.
Keep trying to get in.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, spent a bit of time overseas, yeah.
What do you do in Maitland?
In
Maitland, currently I'm working full time for Maitland Evangelical Church. In that role, I'm the MTS worker, which for those unfamiliar, MTS stands for Ministry Training Strategy. It's
MTS.com.au.
Yep, it's
I know every website on the internet.
Give me an organisation.
MTS is a great thing. It's I'm glad I'm here to keep this interview on track. MTS is a great organisation. It allows people to get involved in ministry. Most times paid full time before they study. So instead of going and doing, say, 3 or 4 years studying like a bachelor's degree or even further, a master's degree.
Can women do bachelor's degrees?
Does
it become a bachelorette? Okay. Probably. Yeah. Instead of doing that, you know, maybe like doing 3 or 4 years and then coming out, spending 2 years going, oh my goodness, this doesn't work. Yeah. You can try it and go, this doesn't work, and then before investing massive amounts of time, and generally people that do it are way better off anyway.
Yeah.
More useful around church, stuff like that. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
You've got a great little crew with you here this weekend.
They've had a bit of fun and they've done
some cool stuff up front.
Yep.
Coast Youth Revolution. But can you tell us very quickly, because we had some workshops at Savo and people got to go to two.
Yep.
There was two they didn't get to go to. You did one that I heard went really, really well. Can you give us, like, literally 30 seconds to a minute summary of what you did?
Jesus is on a mission. Luke 19, Jesus is on a mission to seek and save the lost. We should be on that mission too. How are we going to be on that mission? Well, how are going to people get saved? People get saved when they hear the gospel. How will they hear it if nobody tells them? How can we tell them? Opportunities every day. We're constantly having conversations. Most of them are full of fluff. I ran a seminar today helping us to think about how we can use those conversations to build relationships and move towards being able to tell people about the saving grace of Jesus rather than waste those conversations talking about sport, weather and what you do on the weekend and how much you drink and whatever.
See, people are often scared of Christian kids who do understand Jesus and know something of Jesus' mission, they know that it would be really good to talk to their friends about Jesus, but they're often just scared of it. And they're freaked out by it. And one of the things they're freaked out by is like not quite sure what to say and stuff. But it's really helpful just thinking that it's a conversation. Like, it is just a conversation.
It's about having a good chat.
We have conversations about things we're passionate about all the time. We talk about our favourite team. We talk about our favourite mobile phone. We talk about our favourite whatever. Yeah. If Jesus matters that much, you just can't help but talk about him.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's pretty much what we're trying to do. Is just get people to think about the way that we have conversations, how we have conversations, and how to steer that conversation away from. People tend to talk about themselves a lot.
Yeah.
People tend to ask a lot of yes/no questions.
Yeah.
Questions
yeah.
that don't lead the conversation into anything. If we can think about how we talk to other people. Into really basic areas, you know, learn to look at people.
Hey, just quickly, we've got a non-Christian on the phone now. Can you talk to him about Jesus? Oh, I missed it. It's Jono.
Call him back.
Sorry.
So we can hear you in action.
No, just do something with him. Sorry I interrupted. I can actually see him. That's the funniest thing.
Sorry, so you talking. Now, kids in Maitland, is there... What do kids get up to in Maitland usually? Like, what's the youth culture like in Maitland?
Youth culture around Maitland, there's a lot of sport.
Yep.
A lot of sport going on. It really depends which school you go to, but there's a big party culture, and quite an underage drinking culture.
Yep.
As you find in everywhere, but so we're not exempt from that. Underage drinking culture. I guess, like most country towns, in recreational activities, people gravitate towards the next big city. So, people from Singleton come to Maitland for a good time, people from Maitland go to Newcastle for a good time, people from Newcastle probably go to Sydney, so we're half an hour from Newcastle, people head down there, go to the beach. That's, I suppose, the culture for our place.
We probably need to wrap up soon, but how can we be praying for you and the Maitland Living Church in stuff you're doing in your youth group and stuff like that?
I would encourage anyone to pray as Paul prays. Paul doesn't pray fluff in the Bible. He prays things that are central to the mission of Jesus. He prays things he prays that people would grow in faith and in hope and in love. He prays the gospel would go out, people would get saved. There's lots of details around those big ideas, but more than anything, pray that the gospel would go out in Maitland, that God would raise up workers for the harvest field in Maitland. That's something we desperately need. And just pray that the Holy Spirit would be at work in people's lives, convicting of their sin and revealing to them the beautiful grace of Jesus, and that we, when those things are happening, that we would be right there ready to give an answer for the hope that we have and lead those people to Jesus. There's heaps of things we can pray for, but I reckon we just got to pray that the gospel would go out, Holy Spirit would work amongst it, God's word would be taught faithfully, and that people would get saved, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Brad. Yeah. We'll wrap up, and I'm not going to say fluff. If you're listening to this, stop right now and pray those things. Rewind it or whatever if you need to do that, and we'll catch you soon.
Do you want to pray now?